On May 1st and 2nd, we're celebrating Public Media Giving Days, a chance for you to show your love for WQED, the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every contribution made to WQED on May 1st and 2nd will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, thanks to WQED's Board of Directors. Plus, we'll send you a one-of-a-kind Mr. Rogers vinyl sticker so you can proudly display your love for WQED anywhere you'd like. Go to wqed.org/pmgd to donate now.
You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Justin Fortunato is here. He's from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center, where he is the producing artistic director for Lincoln Park. And he has a new season underway with Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. We want to talk about Into the Woods for sure. And the entire season is always wonderful. Justin, a joy to speak with you, even if we're not meeting in person at this very moment. Hooray!
Jim, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm so excited about our upcoming season that opens with, as you mentioned, the late, great Stephen Sondheim's masterpiece, Into the Woods, in just a couple of weeks on October 7th.
Very good. Now, I want to get into the season in a little more detail, but for those who have not been to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center, tell us where it is and what it's all about. Lincoln Park performs at the very highest level, and you are a combination of things in that you have students who are learning the art and craft of theater, and you're an online learning connection. Tell me about Lincoln Park.
I've honestly never seen anything like Lincoln Park. So Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center houses the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. So from 8:45 to 3:16, 5 days a week, kids from all over Pennsylvania, 80 different school districts, 10 different counties, come to practice their art, whether that be performance art, visual art. And then at 3:16, we turn back into a professional performing arts center. And the students that attend the charter school have the opportunity to audition and be a part of our usually 8-show subscription series. On top of the performing angle and the education we do in the arts during the day, we also write curriculum. And we share curriculum for online schools across Pennsylvania. So the thing that I think makes Lincoln Park, one of the things that makes Lincoln Park really special is we do a numerous amount of different projects that find the intersection of arts, culture, and education.
And you are also something of an economic engine, cultural force in the community that you're in, too.
We're located in Midland, PA, which is in Beaver County. It's about 20, 22 minutes away from Pittsburgh International Airport. And Beaver County as a whole is such a rich place to experience the beauty of nature. All of the different things that you can do in Beaver County, but certainly we take a lot of pride at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center for being the number one tourist destination in the county.
Wow, it's so great. I would go there just to get a donut from the Orem's Donut Shop, which is
I hear you.
Legendary for sure. So the quality of the productions that you are putting together is top drawer.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we do a lot of work throughout the year to create not only the art right here in Beaver County, but as well as creating jobs in Beaver County for artisans from all over to come and create the worlds that we present on our stage. Into the Woods is a great example of that. We've been designing and building that set for the past several months. Right in West Aliquippa, actually, a stone's throw away from us at our Scenic Design and Technology Works. And I'm always over the moon floored at what the artisans that work at Lincoln Park are able to create. You will walk into the space if you come to see this show opening on October 7th and literally feel like you're in the middle of a mystical forest. It's just some of the most transportive art that I've ever been fortunate enough to be a part of.
Into the Woods. Here is a Stephen Sondheim classic with the story of a childless baker and his wife, and they're lifting a family curse by going into the woods, and they meet Rapunzel and Little Red Riding Hood and all sorts of classic fairy tale characters. This is a great show.
It really is. The show opened on Broadway in 1987, and it's currently enjoying its second revival on Broadway right now, actually, as we speak. had numerous iterations and reinventions since the late 80s with, of course, the Disney film adaptation in 2014. But that's exactly right. It takes these very familiar Brothers Grimm fairy tales, and it places those characters that we all know so well in unfamiliar territory. And it deals with growing up. It deals with parents and children and the effects that parents can have on their kids, both negative and positive. And what's really speaking to us right now is it deals with accepting responsibility and this idea of community and what moral obligation we have as the individual to give of ourselves to help the greater good. But it's a show that I've been really interested in producing and directing at Lincoln Park for a while. And I was kind of waiting for the right group of people to come about. And I'm over the moon to say that we found that right group of people. And the work they're doing in the rehearsal room is nothing short of thrilling. I've directed this show a few times before, and this cast, made up of current students as well as professional actors, are really breathing new life into a work that is timeless, but feels very, very relevant to tell right now.
The music that Stephen Sondheim wrote for the stage is sometimes very challenging. It can be extremely sophisticated. Are there tunes that we know in Into the Woods?
There are. I mean, the thing about the beauty of his writing is it is incredibly complicated. And if you have actors who are able to tap into that, it reads to the audience as flawless. But, you know, songs like Giants in the Sky and I Know Things Now, Little Red Song, and No One is Alone, which is a big song. And the biggest one, I think, that really speaks to audiences probably the most, and certainly to what we do at Lincoln Park, is one of the final songs in the show called Children Will Listen. And it just ties this whole, you know fable-filled two-hour epic adventure together with the crux of what the show's about, which is be careful what you instruct your kids or instruct the next generation, because they really are the future. And that's a lesson that these characters learn as they weave through the woods. They figure out the consequences of wishes and the idea that wishes come true, not necessarily free.
Now, how do you cast it and your people in the pit playing the score? How do you get the folks that you need at the quality level you need?
Sure, yeah. I mean, well, one, with the cast, you know, most of our cast here at Lincoln Park are predominantly students from the charter school. And these are young working professionals who work around the city in Pittsburgh and other venues who are at the top of their games when it comes to practicing their craft. So we're very fortunate to have such a talented base of performers here. Also, with our orchestra pits and with the professional actors and designers that come in from New York or from the Pittsburgh area, over the past 5-7 years, Lincoln Park has been fortunate to continue to grow our capabilities to a place where we're inviting more and more new faces into our organization, whether it be actors or designers. And one of the most exciting things for me during the past, 2 years, back in 2020, of course, with everything that happened with the pandemic and, taking a pause for a while, there's certainly a renaissance, I think, and a resurgence happening here as well as the greater Pittsburgh area of artists now more than ever understanding the importance of the work of art in general. And, what we all love to do was taken away a few years ago. So there's just a newfound appreciation, I think, for the work we create. And I guess more importantly, a bigger appreciation for one another.
You mentioned the return of Into the Woods to Broadway this season. Can I have as much fun at your production as I would going to Broadway to see it?
You certainly can. And one of the exciting things about this production, I don't want to give too much away, but the current iteration on Broadway is a very scaled down production when it comes to the scenic value. It's more of a concert of sorts. This show is fully immersive, with trees that reach to the heavens, and you know, I think of Rapunzel's tower and how massive and you know made of stone it looks. And this production specifically, a lot of the iterations that have been done with Into the Woods, because it can be done a numerous amount of ways. It's almost taking it back to its core, where we're really providing a more cinematic style background to this live stage adaptation. So a lot of productions will lean into the cartoony aspect of the Grimm fairy tales, or they'll simplify and have, you know, kind of a bare bones structure of what it looks like. But what really excites me about this iteration is we're going full-fledged into the woods. It's a realistic, beautifully designed set by a gentleman by the name of Christian Fleming, who's a New York City-based designer. And the show, I'm so glad you mentioned fun, because the show certainly deals with, you know, moments of serious topics. But it is a laugh riot at points to see Cinderella, who we all think we know, and Little Red, who we all think we know, and get to see them act out of turn. It's certainly a night over the 2 hours and 20 minutes that the show is, where you're going to be laughing, I think, a lot more than people expect to laugh when they come to Into the Woods.
Now, if I went to see it on Broadway, I'd have to get there. And even if I go by Greyhound bus, even if I go by bus or Amtrak train, cost a fortune, and try to find a place to stay in New York City. And I looked at the website for Into the Woods. A ticket starts at $94. Justin, I can't afford it.
Oh, it's wild in New York City. And that's another great thing about Lincoln Park. Our tickets start as low as $18. You're able to bring your family out. We have food trucks, concessions, other activities before shows. You're able to come out to Midland, grab a bite to eat, grab a drink, and come see a show that, well, not only this show, but any of the productions we do that has a magic to it that you just can't find in the greater Pittsburgh area.
And do you have a favorite restaurant in the area if I wanted to make it an evening and come out early and get
Dinner? Beaver County in general, you know, especially the main strip of Beaver. I'd probably have to go with Mario's. Is one of my favorites. But, I mean, Beaver County is a place where I think a lot of people born in the Valley don't usually go towards Pittsburgh. And I think there's a tendency for people in Pittsburgh to think that Beaver County is light years away. I live in Pittsburgh myself. I make the drive every day. And I've been floored, because I'll be honest, before I started at Lincoln Park, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, I didn't come to Beaver County often. And shame on me, because there's just so many wonderful things out in Beaver County that I think a lot of people, especially who live in Allegheny County, can really, really take advantage of on, you know, a 40-minute drive out.
I would agree. It's much closer than people think. I know I've been to a restaurant not far from you that has a nice view of the water, the river out there, and
yep.
There are all kinds of good places. We've got to talk about your season. After Into the Woods, Murder on the Orient Express, you've got some Christmas shows, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Nutcracker, Puffs, Shout, An American in Paris, and The Play That Goes Wrong in June. It's a great season you've put together.
I appreciate that. Well, what we're always trying to do here is find the most eclectic programming we can to reach the widest breadth of people. And this season has, it has Sondheim, it has mystery and intrigue, it has holiday favorites and traditions, it has magic, it has the 60s with Shout the Mob musical in March of 2023. It has music and lyrics by George and Ira Gershwin with An American in Paris. And then it has gut-busting hilarity with our season closer, The Play That Goes Wrong. It really is, if you're interested in attending live performances, which I think now more than ever is so important, and it was something that we couldn't do for so long through the pandemic, purchasing a subscription package to Lincoln Park, we can guarantee that you can bring your entire family to all of these shows and see theater that's not only entertaining, but thought-provoking, inspirational, and will have you talking long after the curtain comes down. So I'm floored with this season, and I can't wait to share it with our audiences, to begin to share it with our audiences in just a couple of weeks.
Murder on the Orient Express has been done as a film very often, or several times at least, including fairly recently. Will you have Hercule Poirot with the twirly mustache and the Agatha Christie classic there?
We sure will, yeah. Murder on the Orient Express is such a fun mystery show, especially for the time of year that it's playing in early November when the air's chilled right after Halloween. It's in our Black Box Theater, which is a more intimate space. There's automation used in the show with an automated turntable to really make you feel like you're moving on the train with these characters who are trying to figure out, you know, the classic question, who done it?
I don't know Shout, the mod musical that you're doing in March. Tell me about Shout.
That's a show that's not produced often. And what it is a collective of some of the biggest pop tunes in the 1960s. You know, the 1960s, specifically, you know, the mid-60s to 1970, were such a revolutionary time in the world, but also in our country, and then especially over in England. So, you know, hits from that era that will just transport people back is told in this kind of fun, larger-than-life, bright way with, you know, hip-swiveling music, the eye-popping fashion, the outrageous dance moves, and the culture of England, especially in the 1960s. It's a really, really fun show with a live band on stage. And it certainly celebrates one of the most important decades, I think, in our collective history.
Your Tchaikovsky Nutcracker, do you have musicians playing the Tchaikovsky, or is it a recorded score?
Yeah, so the Tchaikovsky, the Nutcracker, is the longest tradition at Lincoln Park. We're going on close to two decades of performing this show. And the exciting thing about the show is it's reinvented every year, whether it be the sets are changing or the costumes are changing, the way the music's presented. It's become a show that I think families come to for as their yearly tradition. But what's so special about it is, even if you've seen the Nutcracker a million times at other theaters or even at, you know, Lincoln Park over the past 15 years, the new cast every year just breathe in a new kind of magic to that story of, you know, what happens to little Clara on Christmas Eve and the adventure she goes on. So the Nutcracker certainly for us is, we can't imagine the holidays without it.
I never get tired of seeing it or hearing it. And did you say you have musicians in the pit for that one, or you use a classic recording?
Classic recording.
Very good. An American in Paris. Talk about a classic recording. You have the Academy Award-winning film with Gene Kelly, but also Civic Light Opera made a musical. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
They did. Yeah, I've always been a fan of the film An American in Paris. And obviously, the Pittsburgh CLO was very integral in opening that show on Broadway years ago. And what I liked so much about the stage adaptation of that movie, because I think a lot of people assumed that there was a well-known stage version because of the film, but there wasn't. And what it did was bring this story, the tail end of World War I, to modern audiences. And this show particularly has taken on a deeper meaning for me and us at Lincoln Park in recent months with everything happening in Ukraine. You know, it was a war in Europe is the first of my lifetime. And seeing the resolve of the Ukrainian people and the beauty that can grow out of this war-torn European city, that's exactly what An American in Paris focuses on. It's about an American GI who has this chance encounter with this beautiful French woman. And it talks about these people are almost in a limbo after the Great War. And it reflects the beauty that can come out of things such as that.
The play that went wrong at the end of the season, 1920s murder mystery, you leave everybody laughing.
This show, you know, I think a lot of audience members I'll talk to, and I know I'm guilty of it too when I go to a show. There's, you know, live theater is so thrilling. one of the most thrilling things to experience as an audience member is when things go wrong in the show, because it feels very immediate, and it feels, you know, it's every director's nightmare for a set piece not to roll properly or an actor not to make their quick change to make it out on stage. What the play that goes wrong does is it takes everything that can happen and go wrong in a show, and it happens in this show. So you as the audience are watching, and you'll constantly be trying to figure out, was that supposed to happen? Was that not supposed to happen? I saw the original cast in New York several years ago, and my face hurt the next day from laughing. I mean, it is a show that is just hilarious from beginning to end for theater lovers as well as first-time patrons. It's a show that if you've never seen a play before, and it'll be in our main stage theater, if you've never seen a play before, this is the show to fall in love with.
Round number, to subscribe to all of your productions for a season, what's it going to set me back?
Sure. So you can get a couple of different packages. You can get our premium package, which is all 9 shows, which is up to 15% off what you would pay for single tickets. Or you can get, just recently from this past year, it's called our Flex Package. And what that means is you can buy, it's very difficult, which I understand, to be able to know what you're doing 9 months from now to be able to purchase a ticket. With our Flex Package, you're able to reserve seats for the days of the shows you're looking to see, and then you're able to pay as you go, so that if things change or if you need to move your dates, you're able to move them around. But you can get an 8-show subscription for just over a little over $100. And as you were so gracious to mention, the quality and the production value at Lincoln Park rivals any theater in the greater Pittsburgh area, as well as abroad. We bring audiences in from our location, which is in Midland, PA, is 15 minutes away from West Virginia, 15 minutes away from Ohio. So we're fortunate to have people to come from all over who can drive 40 minutes rather than, as you said, hop on a mega bus for 8 hours to head to New York or head into downtown Pittsburgh and fight the traffic and parking. It really is a place where the magic of live theater can be felt at an affordable cost in a beautiful area, which is Beaver County.
Do the productions of Lincoln Park compete in the Kelly Awards?
We don't, no. Actually, we host the Beaver County equivalent of the Gene Kelly Awards, which are the Henry Mancini Musical Theater Awards. So kids from Beaver, Butler, Lawrence, Mercer counties, they'll compete, and then we have our awards ceremony every year for them in May. So we're the producer of that event, and it's such a lovely night. On top of our subscription series, it's one of my favorite programs that we do here. We'll have a keynote speaker every year who's a working actor, usually on Broadway. We've had Titus Burgess from The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Little Mermaid on Broadway, to Christopher Jackson, who played Washington in Hamilton, to Michael Cerveris, to Michael Campano. So it's really not only do the students of the charter school at the center get to perform in these productions, but then we have outreach to high schoolers from all over in different public schools to be able to compete on our stage and get the opportunity to go to the National High School Musical Theater Awards, which are held annually in June at the Minskoff Theater in New York City.
I've been to your awards ceremony, and it's been a number of years now because of the pandemic, but I remember being so impressed with everybody. I mean, the quality that's done. And I feel the same at the Kelly Awards. It's just astounding. And there are people that go to all of the high school theaters in the area and are turned on by what they see every year. Theater buffs, you know, you just never know when you're going to see a star of the future or a production that will be new to you or knock you out. It's absolutely
great. It's so true. I think since the inception of the National High School Musical Theater Awards in 2007, Western Pennsylvania High School Theater has really become just as popular and as big of a deal as Western Pennsylvania Friday Night Football. There are programs all over Allegheny, Beaver, Butler, Lawrence, Mercer with incredible young talent. And these are people who you know, the performers are 17, 18 years old, and they're either going into conservatory training or they're joining a ballet company right out of school. They're going to New York and auditioning and getting on Broadway, or working in the West End, across the pond, or working in films. So it's certainly terribly exciting to see how much young local talent we have in Western Pennsylvania when it comes to the performing arts.
I don't know how anybody could leave the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center after one of your productions and not be filled with hope for the future in a world that has so much darkness in it all the time. Goodness gracious, a war in Ukraine and a pandemic the last couple years and our economic swings. But you leave one of your shows and you feel like there's a bright future ahead for the world.
I appreciate that, Jim. And that's certainly our goal, especially with this season. This season has moments to make us think and reflect. But more than anything, this season's just full of unabashed entertainment and humor and beauty, you know, with the dancing and the vocals, the music, the live bands, as you mentioned, and these stories we're telling. It's just that word hope, I think, encapsulates it best.
Justin Fortunato, I should have asked you first. I'll ask you last. Tell me about you. How did you get into this great job at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center? What's your theater background?
I attended Point Park University and got my BFA in musical theater. And then, actually, I was directing, coincidentally, a production of Into the Woods in Miami, Florida, whenever I got a phone call about Lincoln Park. And I came to Lincoln Park and got to know the people. And it's the first time I'd ever stepped inside the building back in 2015. And the minute I stepped in the doors, the potential I saw, and just the, now that word again, that hope and the energy of being surrounded by artisans, young and old, it made me want to sit down for a bit here. So I act and I direct and I produce, but Lincoln Park has certainly been my home for the past several years, and I'm really, really proud of what we've been able to create here and what we're going to continue to create going into this next season.
Justin, we're going to do everything we can to share the word about the great music, that the great productions that you're doing at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center. I can't stand that it would be a secret to anybody. Everyone should know. And I just want to thank you for the superb effort that you're making. Bless you, dear Justin, for what's going on at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center. All the best to you for this season.
Jim, thank you so much for having me. Take care, and I hope to see you in person sometime soon.
We'll have you here at 4802 Fifth Avenue, so make the trip sometime. We'll do it soon. Maybe during the course of the season we can talk you into coming our way. I know you're super busy, but I'll look forward to it.
Yes, sir. Thank you again.